Hi, Adventures in Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
Welcome to the January 26, 2011 edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Bob, I'm really glad to hear that you're sounding better over there.
Yeah, me too. It turns out there wasn't a vast podcast conspiracy after all. By the way, thanks to everybody who sent get well wishes on the website.
But we do know that there is a conspiracy. The Green Ring Conspiracy.
Right. And later in the podcast, Dave Arnold and Paul McCusker are going to stop by. They're going to answer some of your questions about that upcoming album.
And we'll hear another preview, too. But first, here's the latest news.
Adventures in Odyssey will have special news on Album 53, The Green Ring Conspiracy, on February 1st.
That's the latest news? That we have news coming up?
Yep. That's all we can say for now, but we'll be back then with a special update.
You can't give us any clues?
Hey, February 1st isn't that far away. Remember, Jesse, patience is a virtue.
I remember.
And in other news, voting for the Avery Awards continues on our website. If you haven't voted yet, make sure you stop by witsend.org/podcast very soon.
The voting ends February 1st. Boy, February 1st is a big day for Adventures in Odyssey.
It sure is. We'll have the winners on our next podcast. I'm really looking forward to that. We had a great time on our last awards podcast, and I'm sure this one will be a lot of fun, too.
And now, let's turn it over to the producers so they can answer the questions that you sent in. Over to Dave and Paul.
Okay, Dave, here we are with the questions from the fans. And
the best questions from the fans.
Yes, the upper cream, if you will. All right. Couple of questions overlapping for
sure.
You, Dave, from Janessa, and then another from Miss America, and they sort of tie in. Janessa wanted to know, when will the first episode of Album 53 be available to listen to online? And then Miss America.
And Miss America?
I love your work, and I still hope you succeed on the Peace on Earth thing. But, but Miss America, following on, also wants to know when Album 54 will be released and what it will be called. So, first question, when will the first episode of Album 53 be available to listen to online?
You know, it's just actually kind of nice that everybody's so excited about these new albums that are
yeah.
coming out. So that's great questions. Album 53 will be available to listen to online or, you know, on radio stations on March 12th. That's when the new season begins.
And Album 54?
Album 54 will release in the fall, so that's when you can start looking for Album 54, and it will be called... Next question. No, I'll say. Clanging Cymbals and the True Meaning of Love. And it's basically based on the themes of 1 Corinthians 13. Thanks for asking. Okay, I've got a question for you. This is from Aram. Aram's question is the stiletto Dr. Blaggard? I know we have been told numerous times that he's dead, meaning Dr. Blaggard, not the stiletto, but that's what the man who owned the store thought too, or is he the chairman, or someone new?
Well, now, that would be telling, wouldn't it?
That's why they asked the question, Paul.
Yeah. So I think we're going to have to listen to find out.
Can you give him just a little tease or something?
I can give him a little tease.
Is it somebody
there
that
is
we've
a character?
Met
I can confirm there is a character called the Stiletto.
And is it somebody we've met before?
And it is a person that would be known to the audience at the time that he appears. Which doesn't really mean anything.
No, it doesn't. Well done. I have another question for you.
Oh, okay.
Stevie asks, is the Green Ring Conspiracy going to be okay for my little sisters to listen to? They love Odyssey. I hear there's a gun. Is it okay? It sounds a little bit dangerous. Will it be like Novacom?
No, it won't be like Novacom. Mm. With the Green Ring Conspiracy, we wanted to do a mystery thriller that was going to be more fun, not quite as intense, though I think it's got some intense bits. But I can assure you, Stevie, no one gets hurt by a gun.
Luke T. Is that Mr. T?
His brother.
You know, Luke says, you know, I've been thinking. Katrina has not been mentioned in a while. Is she not coming back?
Katrina. We have missed Katrina, too. You know, we've had a fair number of new characters that we've been focusing on. We've been focusing on some new things. But Katrina will make a substantial return to the show.
In?
Actually, she'll appear in the Green Ring Conspiracy and play a significant part.
And she will also be in Clanging Cymbals.
Mm-hmm. So
she's back. Yes, she is back. You know, it might be a good place to sort of talk about some of the changes that we've made and why we haven't seen some of our regulars in a while. When 51 came out, it was our intention to use that album to introduce these new characters. Not that we'd never revisit some of the older characters, but we felt like for the audience to sort of attach to these people, we needed to spend a lot of time with them.
Mm-hmm.
So in subsequent albums, we'll be seeing more of some of the people that they already know and love. Not all of them, because not all of them are available to us anymore, but to just toss that out as sort of a caveat, because I don't want people to think we'll never see some of those old friends again.
Right. And the fact is, we only have so much time and so many stories that we can tell within that time. And if we had everybody in every episode, there wouldn't be very much time with any of them. We've neglected some of our characters. It doesn't mean they're gone from Odyssey. It just means that they just haven't been around in the stories we've been wanting to tell.
Yeah. Now, one little sidebar to that. If all of you folks that are listening to the podcast right now would write in and tell us of the new characters, who's your favorite, and maybe who's your least favorite, and then of the established characters, who have you missed hearing the most?
Okay.
So
and by the way, that leads right into this letter from AJ. The question from AJ is, speaking of other characters we haven't heard from, and that's Richard Maxwell. Because AJ said that Richard Maxwell is his favorite character. Nice. Love his voice.
Mine's Glossman. So Glossman is my favorite character.
Yeah. No, Glossman, as we've established, is still sweating it out in a Mexican jail for selling illegal Velvet Elvises. So,
but I heard he got parole.
Well, he did, but he broke that in no time at all. In fact, I think he had just about a five-minute interview in album 50, and then he was in parole violation and arrested and taken back because he was actually, he did the interview in America and he was supposed to not cross the border from Mexico.
But wasn't it this stiletto that paid his bail?
Now that's an angle we have not pursued.
All right then. So is Maxwell coming back?
Well, Richard Maxwell is a personal favorite too. I mean, in fact, I think most of us on the team like and miss Richard Maxwell. Mm. But as with a lot of the different characters, we don't sort of throw them back just to have them back. If they're going to come back, we want them back as part of a storyline or there's got to be a good reason for him to come back. And as we know, Richard Maxwell would often show up when Dr. Blackard was around. Mm. There always seemed to be a connection between the two.
But listen, don't be thinking that just because I said the stiletto, really, you know, paying for his, that doesn't necessarily mean that.
Well, but if Richard Maxwell shows up in the Green Ring Conspiracy, which they'll have to listen to find out, you know, then maybe this question about the stiletto and Dr. Blackard, well, you just have to see.
But here's another interesting thing about album 53 is after we recorded the first six episodes, we actually had to, you changed the ending of the series. Because
well, that's true. I had the whole thing outlined. I was working on it. We went in and recorded the first six, and I had pretty much the plan of what was going to happen in the next six. But because of some things that happened in the studio with some of the characters, I won't say who.
Yeah.
But because of some things, we actually decided to change the ending so that some of the characters could continue on in some form. Yep. I'd like to say there's always a big plan at work, but sometimes we just like to wing it.
We do. And the fan reaction does give us some insight as well. And sometimes we're walking down a particular road and they'll come back with something saying, you haven't done this certain thing in a while. We really missed that. And we're like, oh, you know what? We really haven't done that in a while. So it is helpful to hear the fan interaction. Okay, I have a question for you, Paul. If the AIO wiki is correct, why are the episodes in Green Ring Conspiracy named Part 1, Part 2, Part 3?
Well, one answer is because it's a 12-part series.
Yeah, but we've done 12-part series before.
But the truth is, behind the scenes, Green Ring Conspiracy was inspired a lot by my wanting to write sort of a detective-style thriller. And when it came down to wanting to name each episode, as we normally do, I realized I didn't want to do it, that I wanted it almost like a mystery thriller book, where you just simply have chapter one, chapter two, chapter three, and so on. And so when we came down to the album, I just thought, I want to keep it simple. Mm-hmm. It'll be Green Ring Conspiracy, part one, part two, part three, and all the way through.
But part of the other discussions that we had about that were that the themes that are unearthed throughout this series aren't contained in one episode. They commingle, and they're born perhaps here but fulfilled in a later episode. So it didn't make an awful lot of sense in some regard to name these things and attach certain themes to them when the themes are played out throughout the 12-part series. Okay, AIO fan number two. Oh, I guess he's not our number one fan. In album 51, the inspiration station seemed very similar to Lamplighter Theater. He says, I know that several people that work for Odyssey also work for Lamplighter. Was this similarity purposeful?
The short answer is no, it wasn't intentional. There was nothing purposeful about the similarities between the Inspiration Station and what happened there and what the Lamplighter Gang's doing. Yeah. And it was a weird convergence of a very strange creative coincidence, because I had come up with the Inspiration Station in a way to answer the end of album 50. And Bob, who's co-wrote the second storyline mm-hmm. of that, and we'd come up with the idea. The Inspiration Station can be almost anything that the individual wants it to be. For Matthew, it was a library, which unbeknownst to me, had anything to do with the fact that the Lamplighter Gang had a library with a librarian. Mm-hmm. Well, then in the other coincidence, we had Jess Harnell, who plays Wooten, come in to do the voice. Well, it turns out he was also doing voices for the Lamplighter Gang.
Yeah.
And this is
they sounded very similar.
Well, this is the bizarre thing, because I went into the studio with no fixed sound or voice in my mind of what this librarian would sound like.
Well, we worked through it for quite some time with him. I remember.
Well, we did. We sat in the studio and we said, well, let's try this voice, let's try that voice. And we went from different accents, different things, and we landed on what I jokingly called the Katharine Hepburn voice. There was something about the voice that reminded me of the actress mm-hmm. Katharine Hepburn. And we went ahead and recorded all of that and went on to produce the show. And it wasn't until we were well in the production on the show that somebody actually mentioned it was awfully similar to the Lamplighter group. And so I think at that point, we listened to a couple of scenes from the Lamplighter dramas and realized that in terms of Jess and his performance, it was similar. The Inspiration Station is nothing like their library. So really the commonality between those two turned out to be the actor. But unbeknownst to us, and by the way, I have to say about Jess, he does so many voices and he does so many characters for so many different companies that I don't doubt he probably didn't even remember which voice he was doing for whom and when. And so when he did this voice for us, I think he would have been surprised if anybody had stopped to say, well, no, you can't do that voice. It sounds too much like Lamplighter. He wouldn't have remembered that at all because he is so very busy. Okay.
Let me ask you this question.
Oh, go ahead.
Kay asks, how has AIO impacted your life? Have you had any life-changing experiences while working on the show?
Well, I think my entire experience with the show has been life-changing, because I've been working with it in one form or another from the very beginning. Actually, even before it was Adventures in Odyssey, because I go back to Family Portraits. Mm-hmm. And it's been part of my life now for 25, 26 plus years. In fact, I've been connected to the show as long or longer than I've been married. So I don't know that I can answer that question adequately. It's changed my life on all levels, mm-hmm. probably in ways that I could never even fully understand, because it's been part of my life through this whole period. So professionally, personally, spiritually, in all aspects of my life, I've been impacted by working on this show.
Yeah, good.
How about you?
I haven't been around it quite as long as you have, but I did start in 1987. And yeah, it's a very similar experience. How do you explain what your life is like because of this show? Because I don't know what it would be like without it, to be honest. And the thought of it ever sort of going away, it would make me very sad, because it's just a part of who you are as a person after you've done it so long. And what's interesting is you talk to people who say, I wish that Witt was my granddad, and I you know, I wish that I lived in Odyssey. I feel that way all the time. I mean, these characters have become so real because the actors who do them are such dear friends that, you know, I just feel like I kind of live there. So it's a great thing, and I can't imagine my life without it.
Thanks, guys. The Green Ring Conspiracy will be here sooner than you think.
And to hold you over while you wait, let's hear another preview of this exciting collection.
In Adventures in Odyssey's The Green Ring Conspiracy, there are so many questions being asked in the town of Odyssey. Questions about recent events.
A plane crash and counterfeit money?
You were saying that he's working with a federal agency?
Why does everything happen when I'm gone?
Questions about the strange visitors who have come to town.
Detective Pullhouse here.
Detective who?
What are you doing here? Are you insane? Do you want to ruin everything?
Who was that masked man?
Questions about criminal activity around town.
Do you think they're robbing the place?
Where is the money?
Questions of morality.
Aren't you in danger of getting lost in this labyrinth of lies?
It's all worthy of prayer, don't you think?
So many questions.
Why do I feel like I still don't know what's going on around here?
Listen to The Green Ring Conspiracy for all the answers.
Well, that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. Remember to check back on February 1st for a special announcement about The Green Ring Conspiracy. And be sure to vote for the Avery Awards online at witsend.org/podcast.
And you can always call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day is an adventure.